I have a question before starting the lecture. What, in your opinion, an evangelist need to start a dialogue with an unbeliever? Just to start any dialogue, what do you think you need spiritually and skill? مراجعة كده اللي خدناه قبل كده. قول يا سام. One needs to pray first. ساعات الواحد لما يتعود يتكلم مع الناس الغير مؤمنة ينسى يصلي من كتر ما خد على الشغلة يعني. ايه تاني مونيكا؟ He needs to love the guy he's going to start the dialogue with. How? زي احب واحد اول مرة اشوفه. You mean to express love. Okay, I need to love him before expressing my love. هي برضو هتيجي بالصلاة. لما صلي هحبه، لما احبه هبين ان انا بحبه. ميري. Yeah, I need to be empowered by the church dogmas and biblical verses. And Andrew, انت رفع مين رفع ايده؟ أندرو الصغير قدامي الأول. ها قول قول يا أماني. ها yeah. To be ready to accept the differences in culture, in backgrounds, in language, in whatever. Peter. To try to find a common background to start with. What do you need as an evangelist to start a dialogue with a non-believer? Maggie, huh? Better to know what's the background, and you should study before this kind of background. Lots of religions, yes, yes. Yeah. Shireen? لا سوري شريف شيرين الأول. ها yeah, I should be smiling at his face before starting the dialogue. تفضلي. I should be patient with whatever he's saying. ويفا. I have to have some communication skills. How to start a dialogue, how to run the dialogue, how to move on. First steps, Shireen. Sorry. Acceptance. I should accept him, whatever he is. Irini. I'm ready to listen, and I'm ready to understand whatever he's saying. Sharif Kutatul Hai. Yeah, I should be ready with whatever the end of the dialogue. I should stand on the next step, what I'm going to do or to ask him to do after this dialogue. Hey, come on. وانت داخل على حوار مع واحد غير مؤمن. Andrew. Yeah. I may start the dialogue by opening whatever subject in the universe around away from religion. يعني مش لازم أدخل مدخل مباشر. تفضل. Asking him for I should ask God to for his guidance. لا فكرة الصلاة قبل ما نتكلم. ماجد. Yes, I have to respect him and his ideas, even if his ideas are very nonsense. يعني لكن لازم احترم. ماجد. Yeah, I should remind myself that I'm going to win the person, not the argument. It's not necessarily to win him in the argument, but moreover I should win him as a person. يعني يبقى في relationship ما هياش مجرد ايه شطارة كلام. ايه تاني اندرو؟ Yeah, I have to have his contacts in order to follow up the story with this guy. I shouldn't end the story with only the dialogue. Imani, huh? Yeah, I have not to be offensive. And during the dialogue, I also can pray in my heart for him to enlighten his mind and for myself to get wisdom to help him to know Christ. Megit? Yeah, don't underestimate whatever you are adding to him or helping him in, because whatever you do may be beneficial one day. Yes, Imag. Yeah, one of the greatest fathers in South Africa, Abuna Morkos, he's the oldest there, and he is the one who kept the Orthodox faith in South Africa. It started with him with a flyer. Simple flyer started the missionary work in South Africa and maintained it for 50 years. So, يعني الواحد ما يستقلش بأي حاجة.
I should identify with me, and from this will be the entrance.
Yeah. Better to identify his needs, and through the needs I can introduce my Lord and my message. Yes, Monica. Yeah, I also remind myself that it's my power to change people. It's always God's power, grace of God. So I need to remind myself it's God's hand to change whoever heart. Aywa, Mishari. Yeah, I'm not going to attack him in his beliefs. I need to win him as a person, so I need not to prove that he is wrong. This is not the right way to introduce my faith. Me, Basim, try to leave a good impression. Okay. Itain. احنا بنراجع سامي ها. Don't push and don't rush. Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight our lecture about praying. We had a lecture like 2 weeks ago about fasting, and it was titled Why Fasting and How Fasting, and specifically why fasting. Tonight we are going to speak on the same line, why we pray and how should we pray. Why praying and how should we pray? I'll give you some ideas, but after a few minutes, I would love to have some minutes discussing these ideas. First of all, prayer is an expression of love. In our Orthodox Christian doctrine, prayer is not a ritual, is not something you should do, just you should do. No, it's an expression of your love to God. As simple as that. And by saying so, praying does not have nothing to do much with the details of the prayer, the words of the prayer, what should you say in praying. It's just an expression of your love to God. You know, the first commandment and the most important one, Jesus answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." So these two commandments, the first and the second commandment, are about love, and this is, you know, it's the most important commandment given by God in the Old Testament and also repeated in the New Testament. And the main expression of love to God is praying. يعني ممكن تحب الناس بطرق كتيرة قوي بس تحب ربنا أهم تعبير لحبك لربنا إنك تصلي. Simply the main expression of your love to God is praying. And by saying praying following this statement, this commandment, so praying should be from the heart, from the soul, from all our strengths and also from our mind. تحب ربنا من كل حاجة. So I need to pray from the heart, from my soul, from my strengths and also out of my mind. To add to this idea, the Lord Himself once said in Revelation chapter 3, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me." This kind of friendship, of having dinner together, you and the Lord Himself, this is the kind of praying God's will. يعني ربنا مستني العلاقة بالمنظر ده, انك قاعد تحكي مع ربنا وانت مبسوط انك قاعد مع ربنا. So this is why we pray. We pray because we love God. We pray because we love spending time with God. We pray because our Lord Jesus Christ is rather a friend to us. So when we open the door for Him, we spend good time to Him. Still, I'm not speaking about the details of whatever prayer is. What do you say? How you look like while praying? I'm focusing only the meaning. Why we pray? We pray simply because we love God. And this is, you know, far different from other religions and some other denominations, that they should pray out of fear. They should pray to avoid problems. They should pray to... for whatever reason, but we pray simply because we love. Because the whole Bible speaks about love, and our relationship with God and man is love. So we love God by praying, we love man by service. And our Christian life stands over these two, praying and serving. Also it was written in Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, "Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember you." He's speaking to his people, old people, the Jews. "I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown." So God was remembering the early days of his people going after him in the desert and praying in the desert of Sinai, following the Amud al-Sahab and Amud al-Nar. فَرَبَّنَا بِيَفْتَكَرِ الْأَيَّامِ الْحِلْوَةِ دِي. So as if when you pray good once, God may remember this after many years, saying, "You took a quiet time at one day, and you were crying, you were spending good time with me, you were praying from all your heart. I remember this." لما ربنا يقول أنا فاكر, فاكر يعني ده معناه مجرد أنك تصلي مرة كويس ربنا هيفتكرها لك. This is kind of love or loving relationship. إن لما يكون راجل ومراته يفتكروا لحظات جميلة. So God remembered the good time you spent in praying even once or long ago. Another meaning of prayer, why we pray? We pray to communicate, to connect ourselves to God. Prayer is a connection or a sort of communication. يعني while I'm praying, I'm touching God. I'm coming to Him. I'm going back to Him. So it's kind of connection. I'm connected to God through prayer, and by stopping praying, I'm stopping the relationship. عشان كده when you spend many days not praying, you feel down, you don't feel safe, you feel insecure, you feel angry, you feel nervous, you are not normal, because you lack the connection to God. You are not yourself. So prayer simply is kind of a good contact or having connection to God. That's why the Lord said once, He spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. We ought to pray all time and not losing heart. لا يمل يعني إيه, don't get bored of praying. You should continue praying by all means, reminding yourself with God's power. One of the men of prayers, the commonest good men of prayers in the Old Testament, Elijah, يعني of تثبيت, التشبي أو التثبيت. Elijah, the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, "That the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word." We always remember the power of the prayer of Elijah. Especially these days we need his power of prayer. This power of prayer is simply related to the word, "I'm standing before God." حَيٌّ هُوَ الرَّبُّ الَّذِي وَقَفْتْ أَمَامُهُ. Just standing before God is full of power. If you stand before Him, you feel the contact to Him, you are speaking to Him, now you are in your full power and your prayer is accepted. In the Psalm number 139, for the chief musician, a Psalm of David, he was saying, "You have searched me and you know me. You know my sitting down, my riding up. You understand my thought afar off." So by praying, I feel that God is following over me, is watching me over the time, is feeling my feeling, is touching my wounds, is listening carefully to whatever I'm saying. So this is kind of prayer we believe in. احنا عاوزين الصلاة اللي تكون فيها ايه, حقيقي احساس بربنا, هو حاسس بينا واحنا حاسين به. A third meaning of prayer or reason for praying, prayer is an expression of faith. We started by prayer, an expression of love. Also prayer is an expression of faith. Simply, if I believe in God, my creator, my designer, my reference, my almighty God, I should talk to Him. If I believe in Him, I need Him, I should go back to Him. So it's very much related to the level of faith. If you believe much in God, you will pray much. If you do not believe enough, you will not pray enough, because you will not think of Him enough, as if you need not Him, you don't need Him much, because you don't believe in Him enough. That's the words, these were the words of St. Paul when he said, "Without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God," comes to God means praying, "he who comes to God must believe that He is there, He exists, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." So if you believe in God, you should come to Him and you are full of faith that He will reward you. He will get back to you. He will give you a reward for this prayer. ولو ما كانش كده ما كنتش هتصلي. Again, James said, St. James in the New Testament, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray." And this simple commandment, simple advice, we need these days very much. If anyone among you is suffering, may I ask who is suffering now? I think all of you will raise your hand. كلنا حاسين بkind of suffering. Simply let him pray. This is our faith. This is our belief in God. ببساطة بدل تعبان روح لربنا. So this is related very much to faith. If anyone among you suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful, let him sing psalms. So in both cases, if you are suffering, you will pray, and if you are happy, you will also pray by thanksgiving and praising God. Samuel, one of the men of prayer, common men of prayer in the Old Testament, like Elijah. Samuel was a real good man of prayer. He said once, moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. So he considered ceasing, stopping prayer, praying is kind of sin. So let's بقى تعالوا نعد عندنا كم خطية الدقيقة والساعات اللي بتعدي من غير صلاة. He said, I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. So he spent all his life teaching the right way and praying for his people. And he considered just any hour he stopped praying for his people, he is doing a great sin. So this is also related to faith. We believe much in the power of prayer. We know quite well that prayer can make miracles, can change things, can do impossible things, unexpected things. So we believe and then we pray. So I gave you three reasons, three main reasons of praying. We pray because we express our love by praying. We pray to God because this is the contact or the connection to God. We pray because this is our expression of believing in Him. Another idea, prayer is the cause of joy. Actually, we Christian, we cannot enjoy our life without praying. Non-Christian, non-believer, they seek enjoyment or happiness in many things. And they never find the true joy or the true happiness. But we Christian, we enjoy praying. We enjoy love of God through praying. While praying, we feel peace, we feel happy. So this is our way to get happy. So we cannot stop praying because we will feel down. It was written by St. Paul to the people of Thessalonians in his first letter to Thessalonians, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. So it's always, you know, related to each other. Rejoice always, and in order to rejoice always, you have to pray without ceasing. And in order to pray without ceasing, you have to, in everything, give thanks. يبقى الثلاث كلمات دول مرتبطين ببعض. عاوز تفرح صلي، عاوز تصلي على طول أشكر كتير، لأن الكلام هيخلص من غير شكر، لكن الشكر ما بيخلص. ف this is, you know, the equation of a good Christian. He is enjoying praying, he is thanking God all the time, he is moving around with his heart praying, and that's why he looks always happy and joyful. In Isaiah, Isaiah 35, chapter 35, he said he could see with the prophecy, with the Spirit of God, Mefdi your Rab, the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy. So we are coming to heaven, all of us, Christians, believers, coming to heaven in the state of singing, in the state of praying. And with this status of praying and singing, they are happy, they full of joy, with everlasting joy. Everlasting joy means the joy of heaven, the joy unlimited and lasts forever. On their heads, as if this joy comes out of their eyes, you can see clearly how joyful they are while singing and praying. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. ما عادش في خلاص حزن وتنهد لأن دول دخلين على السماء. As they used to do in a state of praying, singing, praising God, feeling joyful all the time. Also was written in Isaiah, for as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Again, it's a loving story between God and man. Man loves God as if the intimate relationship between the bridegroom and the bride. So they feel so happy getting together, having their relationship. The same way we enjoy praying بنفس الطريق. يعني هنا تصوير الصلاة كعلاقة حب بين ربنا والإنسان كأجمل علاقة بشرية بين العريس وعروسته ببساطة كده. وبالتالي أنت لما بتصلي كأنه المسيح بيحضنك، كأنك أنت إيه مستمتع بعمق العلاقة مع ربنا. The second question, how should we pray? So I said prayer is reasons of praying. We pray because we love God, we pray because we believe in God, we pray because we need joy, we need to have joy in our heart. Also prayer is the only connection to God. But how should we pray? First of all, let's put the focus on the presence of God. Simply to start good prayer, you need to feel the presence of God. You need to remind yourself that you are talking to God. He is there listening to you. You are just standing before Him. This feeling of the presence of God is the key of the spirit of prayer. Many of us may pray just saying many words and as if يعني حصة إملاء يعني. يعني بيعوزوا يحطوا كلام جنب كلام جنب كلام، but they do not feel the real presence of God. We need to feel the touch, the taste of His presence. Abraham, one of the men of prayer in the Old Testament, Abraham answered and said, "Indeed, now I, who am but dust and ashes, have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord." So he reminds himself that he is not more than few dust and ashes. يعني هو شوية رماد هو شوية تراب. But he's standing before God. So what kind of يعني كده الفرق بين شوية تراب وعظمة ربنا. And through this beginning he could enjoy the prayer and he listened carefully to the word of God. Solomon the wisest said once, "Walk prudently. When you go to the house of God and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. Do not be rash with your mouth." Look to this. ما تستعجلش وانت بتصلي. This is a common mistake in praying. ما تكرش الكلام كر. ما تجريش بالراحة. Do not rash with your mouth and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven and you on earth. Therefore let your words be few. يعني اتكلم بحساب. ده ربنا كبير. ده ربنا واقف بسمعك. ده الموضوع very serious. Consider your standing before God seriously. So focus on whatever you're saying. أنت لو بتتكلم مع حد مهم, if you are speaking to any important one, you should be very much respecting him and focusing or concentrating on whatever you say. Why don't you do the same while praying? So this all refer back to the idea of the presence of God. If I feel His presence, I will pray in a good way, in a respectful way, and I will say few words but in a concentrated way. That's why it was written in the Psalm of David, to that, okay, hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. Hear my cry, attend to my prayer. So you consider him attending. You are there in front of him and he listens carefully to your words. The second idea of how to pray, how should we pray? The first one is just try to feel his presence. Remind yourself with his glorious presence. The second point is a spiritual prayer, a soul's prayer. Salli bil-ruh, the ta'bir Bulus al-Rasul. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in his sermon on the mountain, he gave this commandment, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So by closing the door, feeling the intimate relation with the Father God, and praying from your heart, this is the kind of a spiritual prayer we should pray. الموضوع في حتة sacramental, حتة secret. We need to feel the very intimate and personal relationship between us and Him. And this is the spiritual prayer. الموضوع مش كلام ولا منظر ولا موضوع أخطر من كده. In the Psalm of David, we always pray saying, "These, O God, you will not despise a broken and a contrite heart." القلب المنكسر المتواضع لا يرزل الله. If you have a broken heart, crying out to God, this prayer is really a spiritual one. Is full of the Spirit. يبقى مش مهم قوي نوع الكلام اللي بتقوله، الأهم أكتر الروح اللي بتصلي بيه. It's always related to how do you feel while praying, not what you say while praying. Again, St. Paul said, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Fervent, يعني being hot, يعني خليك سخن كده, passionate, يعني متحمس في الصلاة. الموضوع ما ينفعش فيه مجرد تأدية واجب. Another important point in telling you how should we pray is we need to pray a mind's prayer. Means that we need to pray also in a mindful way. I mean, you know exactly, you understand the words you are praying. يعني انت مركز بتقول ايه؟ يبقى انت بتصلي بالروح. The heart is praying and the mind is praying. This is the prayer God's يعني always waiting. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So the Lord himself said, watch and pray. By watching means also watch how do you pray. Watch yourself, look carefully the way you pray. Can you pray? Can you speak to somebody in this way? Watch how do you pray. خلي بالك بتصلي ازاي. مش بس اسهر، هي معناها كمان لاحظ نفسك وانت بتصلي. Because if you pray in a bad way, in a respectful way, you will be tempted. Devil will attack you because you don't have the power of prayer. But if you pray good, if you pray in a right way, now you have the full power over evil power. Also in another psalm, your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. So you pray in a mindful way, مركز في اللي بتقوله, and you say to God, give me understanding if there is anything difficult for me. If I cannot understand your will, your commandment, I will ask you. You are my teacher also. You are the one who can help me to understand your will, understand your commandment. So please help me to understand you. So in all cases, you need to pray using your mind, focusing on the words of prayer. يبقى دايما الواحد بيسأل نفسه وانا واخد بالي بقول ايه ولا لا، وانا بصلي من دماغي كمان مش من قلبي بس، وما ينفعش قلبك من غير دماغك. Definitely you cannot feel the prayer without understanding what you are saying. You need to understand what you're saying and also feeling the good feeling of the prayer. Also this is related to the words of our Lord when he said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. So if your heart is full of love, the words coming out of your mouth will be full of love. If your heart is full of humility, feeling humble, your mouth will be full of words of repentance. If your heart is full of feeling appreciation to God, your words will be full of thanksgiving, praising God. فطبيعي اللي بيطلع بيطلع من جوه، هو ده الشغل المظبوط، هو ده اللي ربنا مستنيه، انها تبقى ايه، صلاة من جوه طلع على بره، مش كلام من بره بس. Out of your good heart you are speaking good words and listened by the Lord happily. Also we need to pray with faith. We said before that one of the reasons of why we pray, that we believe in God, that's why we pray. It's an expression of our faith. Also we need faith while praying. We need to remind ourselves with our belief. We will stand up in a few minutes praying now. We will remind ourselves while praying that He promised to take care of us. He promised that He will never let us down. And He is there in whatever troubles. And He is doing the best for His people. So I'm reminding myself while praying. I'm building my prayer upon my faith. So I need my beliefs in order to fill my prayer in a good way. فاهمين المعنى؟ لو ما عنديش إيمان مش عارف أصلي. ما أنا إيماني هو اللي بيخليني أصلي، وإيماني هو اللي بيحشيل الصلاة. The content of my prayer is very much related to the content of my beliefs. I believe, that's why I pray. The Lord said, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. If you are believing in whatever you ask for, in my promises, go and ask for this, you will take whatever you ask for, you will receive. Also written in the Old Testament and repeated in the New Testament, St. Paul said, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. This is like a theme or a rule. Because I believe, I speak. I speak to God because I believe in Him. I speak to men because I believe in Him, telling me go and preach. Fahmin? Is and whatever coming out of my mouth is related to my belief in heart. Also, the Lord once said to Jacob, return to the land of your father and to your family, I will be with you. You remember when Jacob was going alone in the desert and he had a good dream and he saw the Lord Jesus Christ coming on the ladder, كان نازل على السلم كده والملائكة نازلة معاه. And Jacob was very much scared because what he did with his father and brother, كان عامل عملة. And the Lord said to him, I will be with you. Although he was bad. And like 20 years later, he reminded the Lord when he had another attack of bad time. He said to the Lord, you promised me to be with me, so please show it now. When he was going to meet Esau, بعد 20 سنة وكان مرعوب من مقابلة إيسو، قال لربنا الكلمة اللي ربنا قالها له. قال له انت قلت لي هتكون معايا خليك معايا. يبقى he is praying with the words of his belief. The last point I would love to mention in how should we pray. We pray in an organized prayer, an order, in a ritual way. يعني احنا بنصلي بنظام. نظام means طقس. طقس, the original word is taxis. Taxis دي سورياني معناها order, معناها نظام. So we are praying in an order. Yes, we pray with faith, we pray in the spirit, we pray from our heart, we pray from the mind, we understand the words we are praying, but also we put our prayer in an order. That's the teaching of our Lord and the teaching of our church. That's why we have Khulagi, Psalmodiya, Agbiya, the books of prayers, mean there is kind of an order in praying to help us pray most of the time. And that was written in the book of Acts. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. You know, continued steadfastly. كانوا يواظبون. They were consistent in praying, going to the church, having the communion, listening to the words of the apostles. الموضوع كان ماشي بنظام وبمواظبة. ما كانوش بيصلوا لما يجي لهم المزاج. لا, كان في نوع من الانتظام في كل حاجة روحية. That's why the church of this era was strong. Although it was starting at the church, but it was full of power because there was prayer always, order of prayer. In the book of Acts also, the third chapter, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. Look to this, an hour of prayer. This means that there was a system, there was an order. كان في نظام للسواعي اللي هي فكرة الأجبية. Hour of prayer, the ninth hour. يبقى عندنا حاجة اسمها الساعة الثالثة, الساعة السادسة, الساعة التاسعة. This is not اختراع. This is the order of the church in praying. And it was related as early as to the generation of the apostles. So we pray in an order, and this helps us to spend much time in praying and regular prayer. So this adds to the consistency of prayer. Again, listen to the words of the Lord Himself. He said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So by saying, when you pray, just say, this means that I will repeat these words while praying. So this is kind of an order. يعني هنا نظام حط ربنا يسوع simply لما قال متى صليتم فقولوا. يبقى he taught us how to pray even by wording. He gave us the words to speak up, to spell out the prayer. يبقى احنا حتى كلام الصلاة البسيطة تعلمناه من ربنا يسوع. So again we need to pray with our heart, with our mind, in a spiritual way. We need to focus on the broken heart while praying. We need to feel the presence of God while praying, but also we need the order of praying. Glory to God. Amen. طب let me tell others. هي بتقول حاجة جميلة, بتقول انه if I stop praying things may go in a bad way, not as a punishment from God because I stopped praying, but simply because I'm out of my system. الحاجة الطبيعية بتاعتي ان انا اصلي, صح كده؟ اوكي. Sometimes بيشبهوها بالسمكة اللي تطلع من المية. يقولوا المسيحي لو بطل صلاة زي السمكة اللي خرجت من المية, هتقعد ترعش شوية لغاية ما تموت. يعني مش طبيعي, هتبقى مش مرتاح. المفروض كده. احنا طبعا لما بندخل الصلاة بنحس بالرعشة دي عكس الطبيعي. ها اوكي, مش عقاب من ربنا. ايه كمان؟ If you don't feel the presence of God, you say that God may hide himself. Okay, let's put this way, but you know, if you pray more, you will feel him. That's simple. يعني إيه؟ ممكن يكون يقول لحيظة تركتك وبمراحم عظيمة أجمعك. يعني حتى لو خبى وشه شوية عشان نزن بس عشان نزود الصلاة. لكن يعني مش لا مش دايما بس احنا we should push ourselves to the feeling. That's the spiritual struggle. That's the warfare. We need to struggle to feel the presence of God. الموضوع محتاج شوية مجهود مش هيجي لوحده. لو خدت بالك من اللي احنا قلناه, احنا قلنا we should pray from our heart and from our mind so we can speak whatever we want to say to our God. But you know, we need some order, some system to stand stronger in prayer. So we need this and that. Both ways of prayer. Yes, Mike. Mess. Wait a minute. John and Peter now in the New Testament or the Old Testament? The New Testament. So this is the Christian way now. Even if it's related to the old way, but still it's a Christian way. These are our apostles, our leaders. فحتى لو السيستم ابتدى عند اليهود, اوكي ده مستمر في حاجات يهودية مستمر. Yeah. Because there were no church at that time. They were having the psalm prayer in the temple, but breaking the bread, which is the communion, was in the houses. لو قريت إصحاح 2 و4 بالذات هتلاحظ كده ان هم الساعات بتاعت الإجبية يصلوها في الهيكل زي اليهود لأنها مشتركة. لكن لما يعملوا قداس يكسروا الخبز لازم يبقى في البيوت, لأن ما يقدروش في ذبيحة حيوانية في الهيكل, ما ينفعش. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, yes, موافقك على كده. يعني God is not doing his part only with our prayer. No, actually God is God and he is Father God even if we are not praying. And I think all of us experience this, that he is very kind although we are not good. We are not steadfast in praying. We are not regular in praying. But he is doing his part. But we enjoy the relationship with praying. We are getting more powerful with praying. We are getting his spirit inside us with praying. يعني هو ربنا كأب بيعمل بيشرق شمسه على الأبرار والأشرار. بس أنا I feel very much down. I feel insecure without praying. Although he is there. فاهمين؟ يبقى أنا اللي خسران, لكن هو مش بيتغير. حد تاني عنده رأي في موضوع الصلاة؟ Yes, go ahead, حبيبي. Nice, حبيبي. It's a good point, two points. We should ask for the kingdom of heaven before any other request, because other requests are there for us, are given, guaranteed by God, but the kingdom of heaven we should ask and request regularly. And also the first work or deed we should do with the start of any day, that we should spend time praying, and because he is the most important one in our life. That's why we should start our day or our life with him. Mary? حزقية لما صلى ربنا مد في عمره 15 سنة. Okay. The idea of, you know, what we call foreknowledge. The knowledge of God, which is before time. He knew what's going to happen. So my prayer was part of his knowledge. So he declared that Nineveh will be destroyed, but because of his foreknowledge, he knew before that the people of Nineveh will repent, will fast and pray, and because of this he will يعني declare their justification, يعني هيبررهم وهيسامحهم. And that was in his knowledge, but he did not reveal it. Okay, هو ربنا ما قالش هو عارف ايه, هو just he said had justice, because of your sins you will be destroyed after 40 days. But in his foreknowledge he knew that when Jonah will go to them and preach the word of God, they will be afraid and they will repent, pray and fast, and so he will forgive them. So ده اللي بنسميه سابق العلم. سابق العلم قضية صعبة على الفهم, ما فيش داعي ندخل فيها واحنا بنتكلم مع ناس beginners. We should focus on the power of prayer. Just pray to God and he listens and he will reward, he will reply. دي الايديا المهمة وانا ببشر, انما قولت الفلسفة اللي وراها, طب ما هو عارف هيعمل ايه من الاول, دي الموضوع شوية philosophical, مش بتاع ناس مبتدئة. And the explanation عندنا ان حتى الرانواي بتاع الاحداث ده هو شايفه من الاول, والرانواي فيه صلواتنا, يعني صلواتنا shared in the last outcome, صلواتنا جزء من النتيجة. لو ما كانوش بتوع نينوه صلوا ولا صاموا كان زمانهم هلكوا, بس هو شافهم صلوا وصاموا فكان عارف ان هم هينجوا, بس ما قالهاش. وخد بالك كل اللي قالوا انه ايه هيهلكوا بعد 40 يوم عشان يترعبوا ويخافوا. ماجد عاوز تعلق؟ ها أجين ماجد يعني بيحط بريشر على فكرة أن الصلاة جوه الصلاة والصلاة بره الصلاة, وأن الصلاة طول الوقت, وبالتالي حتى صلاة الأجبية مش كفاية, لازم نكون بنكلم ربنا طول اليوم بطرق مختلفة. ما هو خطة ربنا دي مبنية على الصلاة. أصل السؤال ده الحقيقة مش مظبوط. ليه؟ إرادة الله خلصنا. His will is our salvation. His will that we will all of us get His kingdom of heaven. But He knew with His foreknowledge what is going to happen, what we are going to do. Accordingly, He could see the outcome. And this is very much related to our part, our role. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ يبقى هو خطته أو إرادته, لو خلينا دي إرادته, إرادته إن احنا نوصل للسماء. معرفته بقى ده موضوع تاني, هو عارف مين هيشتغل معاه, هيوصل ولا لا, هيشتغل دي أساس هالصلاة. The homework by the way, Matthew 5:13 and 25, three chapters in the coming 2 weeks. These are the homework of the 2 weeks come. Find out the meaning of the parables in this chapter. Without a parable, he did not speak to them. يعني إيه؟ You will try to explain the meanings of the parables given. In each chapter of these three, you will find more than one parable. في كذا مثل. كل مثل أنت هتشرحه. What are the meanings? هو حكى حكاية. حكاية العذارة. ما قلناش بقى the explanation, the meanings. طلعت بإيه؟ حكالنا حكاية مثلا في حكاية الخميرة اللي اتحطت في العجين, إيه بقى العجين وإيه الخميرة؟ أنت قول بقى حكاية اللي قالق والتاجر مين دول؟ أنت احكي. فاهمين؟ The only parable which the Lord himself explained is the sower one, خرج الزارع يزرع, ده اللي فسره. انت بقى حاول تكمل تفسير بقية المزامير في الثلاث الصفحات دول, لانها full of meanings ومهمة بالنسبة لك.